To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Talk ZB. On the line with us is experienced tax partner with PwC, Jeff Nightingale. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Simon. Hi, James.
What's your definition of a high wealth individual?
Well, that's a good question. Inland Revenue is defined as 50 million and above. That is apparently about 0.1% of us New Zealanders. So that feels like a decent definition. That's a very small number.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so 0.1%. And do you think, let me tell you personally, what do you think is a fair tax take on that 0.1%?
Yeah, so the difficulty here is the distinction between wealth and income,
yeah,
and economic income. And in New Zealand, our whole tax system, we tax two things mainly. We tax people's income that they earn, interest, dividends, royalties, salaries, things like that, business profits, and we tax their consumption when they spend it. We tax it again in GST. Those are the two main things we tax. And the main thing we don't tax is the accumulated wealth, either through a wealth-type tax or through a capital gains tax when you sell an asset and make a gain. Mm. And so that's the difference in the New Zealand tax system to, say, Australia or other systems around the world.
But wouldn't the bright line tax, that's effectively capital gains, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So rather than have a comprehensive capital gains tax in New Zealand, that's been rejected by political parties and voters for quite a while, what we've done instead is creep the boundary of capital versus income and got all these specific rules. So if you get a lump sum severance payment, it's taxable. If you sell your rental property within 10 years, it's now taxed. And we're creeping the boundary with specific reform rather than a broad capital gains tax.
Right. Mm. Can I just run some rapid fire things by you? Land tax, what's your view on that? Because most economists say it's a progressive tax, it's fair, it's equitable. Your take on land tax?
Yeah, I think it's worth considering. I was on the first tax working group in 2009. We recommended that. John Key nixed it within hours. The thing about land tax is it's easy to collect, it's efficient, and it encourages the productive use of land. We've got a few difficult issues to consider in New Zealand, like communally owned Māori land and some other things. But we could at least, I think we could design something.
Right. But what's the difference between a land tax and rates?
No difference. So they're basically the same design. It's just that the land tax is being collected by the
central government.
Central government, yeah.
Right. Okay. Some have argued for a flat tax, just 25% across the board. Yes or no?
No, for me. So New Zealanders, that's a concept we tax policy wonks call vertical equity. And vertical equity is the concept you were discussing before. It's that as you earn more and own more, you should shoulder a higher burden of the tax rate. That concept is well established in New Zealand politics. Whether you're left or right, everyone generally accepts vertical, progressivity of the tax system. We argue about how steep the curve should be.
Right. Some have argued GST needs to go up, and that's a fairer way to do it. But I've read many stories about GST being a regressive tax. Your take on that?
Yes, GST is a regressive tax in practice because if you're on a low income, you will consume most of your disposable income after housing, and as a result, you'll pay GST on almost all your income. If you're on a very high income, you get the luxury of saving. You don't pay GST on savings, or at least not until you spend it later, but many people never do. So, in effect, GST is regressive. So, if you're going to have high rates of GST, you have to find ways to compensate lower income earning people or people on social assistance.
Brilliant. And one more question. We've only got 45 seconds. Why many people texting us saying corporations, businesses need to pay more? Put corporate tax rates up. Yes or no?
No, for me. New Zealand companies and corporates and multinationals operating in New Zealand now pay a pretty solid level of tax. We collect one of the highest levels of corporate tax relative to GDP in the world. And if you take more out of companies in corporate tax, you reduce their ability to invest and grow and employ more and create more economic growth.
Wow. So good to get your expertise and so succinctly put in a very...
Do you want to do my tax?
Jeff, really appreciate your time.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Cheers, Simon. Bye, Jeff.
Jeff Nightingale, tax partner with PwC. It's good, eh?
I'll say.